Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
There's some teams that are harder to sneak the ball on if they've got some bigger guys and they have a good plan for that. Sometimes it is just man-on-man and low man wins, and again, just trying to find the right crease and trying to get 1 yard. And sometimes, you know, we've been pretty successful at it this year. Probably a couple times where I didn't do a good enough job, but it's definitely a powerful tool for us that maybe not a lot of teams can use it because of the size that we have up front. I'm at the quarterback and the guy usually behind me pushing, so...
Pro Bowler Josh Allen, the Bills rank second in the league this year at fourth down success percentage. 15 out of 18. 83.3% ranked second in the league. They've allowed 16 conversions on 31 attempts. They're winning a lot. So you have games here where teams would feel like they have to go for it on fourth down. 51.6, and that's ninth best defensively. So 83.3, they've only been stopped on fourth down this year three times, and I'm sure that the majority, maybe the vast majority of those 18 were short yardage, which is such, do we not say it all the time? Does anybody not know this yet? Think of the effects that advantage, like what it really affords you. How it shapes third down, or can, even second down.
Yep.
When you know, you pretty much know, that fourth and one or even fourth and two is in the bag, man, what an easy game. Bills and Patriots, Foxborough, 1 o'clock. They're going to play it. Drake May.
Yes, they are.
Drake May limited, second straight day. So, also from talking to Joe Ostrowski earlier, it sounds like the Patriots want May to start, but he's not fully healthy, so, you know, maybe he shouldn't. They get the number one pick if they lose.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that much?
Not really. I mean, I think I would expect them to see if they could trade it if they get it. I mean, you know, it really depends on what, you know, what consensus becomes about. Or really, I guess it just becomes about one team. If some team out there really wants, you know, whoever, Sanders or Ward, or, you know, one of the quarterbacks that probably isn't anywhere near as good as the guys the last couple of years, but still, they're QBs, so they'll go early. If somebody gets really hot and bothered about that, then they could probably do pretty great if they move down, which is what I would advise. They need so much stuff. So to me, like, if you can get like a couple of linemen and a couple of skill players out of that trade, like, that's all I need to make sure I get the one.
Well, I'm not Chris Trapasso, but here's my guess. The top 5 to 10 teams in the draft order will be playing chicken all through the process, because the quarterback or quarterbacks that will top the rankings will not be consensus like great picks. You know, there's division on that. Cam Ward or Sanders, like, they don't look to everybody like sure thing first round picks. Then you have the teams like the Patriots, and I think the Bears, and I think Carolina. You know, some of those teams will not be in the quarterback market, or at least probably a couple others too. Then you have teams like the Giants and the Jets and Tennessee, maybe, where everybody would think that they'd want to be, you know, if there's any way. But let's just try it, you know, whether one of those guys or someone else. So the Patriots, I think that's all logical. They'll just have to be able to make it worth doing. You know, there are years in the draft where people don't want the first pick, but that includes the other teams. And would you just take any best offer for that pick come the night of the draft, or would you sort of feel like, you know, it's probably better if we just take our guy and sell it than take a cheap offer for moving down?
I definitely wouldn't want to. I mean, I'd have to have some flexibility about the marketability of the pick, right? But I don't think I'd want to go too far with that, because it would get pretty easy to talk yourself into the best left tackle in the draft or whatever. Like, I got May last year, let's nail that down, and we'll just sort of build from there, you know?
Yep.
So that could make a lot of sense too. I think you could really clean up if somebody really is hot for somebody. And that's why I think for them, being at the top is like in a year where there's 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks, you could probably do pretty well trading the second or third pick, even if you want, and let somebody else go first. And like, here comes somebody from, you know, the 12th or 13th spot that doesn't have their guy, but they had a better year than, you know, whatever. So they're there and they want to come up and get a guy. I think you only got one shot at that, and it's the top, you know, unless somebody just falls in love so much with one of those QBs that they'll wait and take them too, and maybe pay a little less. But I just feel like the quarterback class not being highly thought of makes me feel like their chance to do well in a trade is to have the one, and everything else is a little sketchy after that. I think
the Raiders at 8 at the moment, going on and winning their last 2 games to move down to the draft order. It's very Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Jets at 7 at this point. 9 teams at either 3 or 4 wins going into the final week. Chance is with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering if you think our defensive line is good enough to hold off the better offenses that we're going to face in the playoffs.
I think so. I mean, they're not the 85 Bears or the 01 Ravens or anything. Are they good enough? Yeah, I think they're good enough. I feel like a lot of these years, as much of a beating as McDermott's defenses take, I mean, what kind of output am I having on offense? This is more true of the Cincinnati game than it is the Chiefs game last year. The Chiefs did whatever they wanted against the Bills, and they were injured pretty severely at that helped that along. I feel like if my offense is hitting, yes, it's good enough. I think in tandem, it's not a shutdown like, oh my God, I got to go play the Bills in that defense. But they're respectable. They keep a lot of stuff in front of them. They're going to make you earn it. Sorry about that. I think as long as the offense is, you know, humming, I'm not that worried about.
We're making you earn defense. It right now. We're making you earn it.
I do feel pretty good, though.
I think it's a reasonable question, and I don't know what will happen. So you can feel good about it or not. That's been part of the story with the Bills in these playoff losses, is they have not been, particularly against Kansas City. You can give them a pass for last year if you want, but they've been bad. Ultimately, they've gotten really outplayed defensively in these games, and you've got the Chiefs again here, ultimately, probably. You've got the Ravens, very possibly, you know, maybe somebody, there'll be somebody else first, whoever that is, and this is an area where they probably will need to be better than what it's been in recent years. I do feel, as you know, like it's not something I'm often thinking about, because it's always for me, I'm going to win through Allen or I'm going to lose.
Right.
And that's with a solid defensive line or a great one or a bad one or whatever. Like that's still, it's possible to win without strength there, and it's, you know, possible to lose, you know, with it. So I think it's a choice you can make about their D, but it's been a part of the story in these losses to the Chiefs. I always have it like it's at least one page away right here in this notebook where I'm already working backwards here. I've filled it, but Mahomes in those 3 games in the playoffs against the Bills, there it is. 29 for 38, 325 and 3, 33 for 44, 378 and 3. Last year, 17 for 23, 215 and 2. 8 interceptions. Don't I wish. 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, about 300 yards a game or more, 26 incomplete passes in 3 years. in three meetings.
Right. But even with that, in that game last year, you're a missed field goal away from tying it late. So it's, to me, is it hurting you? Could it be better? I mean, absolutely. Like, listen to those numbers. Of course, you'd want to be better there. But one of those games is 13 seconds, which they had won and blew it. Right. And that's the point about the offense. Like, if the offense is performing, I mean, not necessarily at that level, but I mean, that'd be nice. They've scored 40 here three times in the last 5 weeks. Like, they look more like that team than they have, I think, almost since the 21 season started, or 22 season, I guess I should say. So that to me is the great equalizer. You know, like, a great offense is going to eat. They're going to get theirs. The Bills are not shutting anybody down. But provided my other side of the ball, the offense, you know, gets their 30 points, I think I can hang with anybody.
Gabe Davis, the four touchdowns in that game, seems more interesting by the year, you know, to look back on. Didn't you feel that Davis was just like coming out party kind of stuff, that he's actually great, not just a good compliment in this offense, but who could put up that game and not just blast off?
Be a launching pad for your entire career, right?
And just so didn't. I mean, the next year was a big disappointment. He was hurt, but still, and then he goes to Jacksonville, and that busted too. So I don't know. I wonder if that becomes like an amazing trivia question someday. The game is so famous,
right?
But it's not Diggs, it's Davis, who puts up like an all-time record performance. The Bills have that, and then they have Moulds from the 98 playoff, where it's two of the very best wide receiver performances in NFL playoff history.
Losing efforts. Right.
And they lost both. Keith is next. Hi, Keith.
Good afternoon, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Keith.
I think I can still say that, right?
It's not too easy. The 2nd of January, it's totally fine.
Fine. You cruise through the weekend with this, but don't hit me up on Monday with it.
Great. All right. Understood. Well, I just wanted to offer something I've been talking to friends about, and it's just this idea that we've been talking a lot about, is the defense good enough for the playoff run? And really, my conclusion is it's never been good during the playoff run, as you guys just discussed. And the whole approach has been, don't get beat deep, make them earn it. And this year there's been times where all that has led to is Josh Allen having the ball less. So my question is it time to really abandon that philosophy and say, hey, we're going to play tight. We got three good corners. We're going to play tight. They beat us. The worst thing that happens is Josh Allen gets the ball back, and we turn this into a Lions or Rams game. But it just seems the worst possible scenario in the playoffs is Josh Allen losing the time of possession battle.
Sitting on the sideline, watching the game go by,
exactly,
pondering his fate. Yeah.
We got Benford. We got these guys that are playing at ultra levels. But all I see on TV is, and when I'm at games, is us playing 10 yards off receivers because we don't want to get beat deep. And we have the worst third down defense in the league. So at the very least, let them beat you deep if they do. Maybe you get more sacks, maybe you get more interceptions, but at the very least, Josh Allen gets the ball back.
All right, well, it's logical. The word is aggressiveness, right? That's what you want to see. You want to see them take more chances. I guess I'd be surprised if they did it, because I think they feel like they know what they're doing on defense, but
I feel like a wolf just put on sheep's clothing and walked through the door and said, I think the Bills should replace Sean McDermott. Like what are you trying to do here? He didn't say that, I know, but if you want to change their philosophy on defense, you want to change the coach.
Well, okay.
That's what we're talking about.
But that's obviously not.
Right, exactly.
The caller wants him, McDermott, to change it up, because in the playoffs they have gotten beat. And I don't know, I feel like it's maybe fair. If it doesn't happen, then you can have the conversation about whether it's the guy or something.
Yeah. I might be a little itchy on the trigger finger here. What day is it? I just don't think there's any way in hell that happens. You want Sean McDermott to change who he is. They've won 5 division titles in a row. They win playoff games every year. It's just not happening. You know, it'd be stunning to me if they came out and played the Chiefs in man defense in the AFC title game or something. Like, it just would blow my mind.
Wade would do it.
I'm not saying it's a horrible idea, even. It's just not realistic at all, I don't think. And I think it does sort of, I mean, it's a smack at McDermott to say, like, they've never been any good. I mean, they've won games every year in the playoffs. So, I don't know. I'm a little defensive about it.
Well, the next caller is going to tell you who the quarterbacks were.
Right.
Of those games. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we're very much generalizing this point. But could the Bills maybe be more aggressive in these games? It's a different look. The Chiefs are so familiar with them as it is. There might be an element of surprise there. Or the Ravens. Just two very different challenges. Kansas City and Baltimore, though, too. So it really has to just be sort of a more generalized thing. But I like the vibe, you know. Let this thing come down to Allen somehow. And, you know, maybe it will. But I don't know. They're probably not going to go all out, create zero blitz, no huddle, trying to get into 48-42 playoff games.
Yeah, I'm 100% against this idea.
Okay.
Yeah. The more I'm sitting here with it, I'm back to where I was with the wolf and the sheep and the Fire McDermott thing. Because I wouldn't be for it. It's an interesting idea, but I hate when teams change entirely who they are. And McDermott's entire career is based on playing this way. And yes, it would be epic if he changed dramatically in some way for a specific matchup and might even be a good idea. But you're where you are doing what you do this way. I think to change it at this point would send a tough message to the team.
803-0550. Thanks for the call, Keith. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Sal Capaccio at 5. This is WGR.